Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whoops. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Hey there, bit of a show note to start the podcast today. We're going to do insane things a day early because I'm going to be off tomorrow for the Labor Day weekend. Count them down, the craziest things that happened this week. Number 6. If there was one central theme from the mainstream media, from the left in the 2016 campaign, it was that building the wall, Trump's idea, was incredibly racist, totally xenophobic, Hitlerian even. He hated Mexicans. He hated brown people. He said it. Okay, he didn't say it, but he meant it. That was the coverage. Not once or twice, but on and on and on and on and on and on for years. Until now, that is, when Kamala Harris suddenly wants to build the wall. Suddenly, it's no longer Hitlerian. It's no longer xenophobic. It's actually a really good idea. Why did they think of it before? Folks, I can't believe I'm watching this. Both the fact that she would be so cynical as to steal this and the media would treat it like it was a good idea. So Kamala's not a Hitlerian xenophobe then? It's all a little confusing, especially given how opposed she was to the wall. Remember, building it was the height of irresponsibility.
This is irresponsible. It's the height of irresponsibility for the commander-in-chief to suggest that we have to build a wall across our southern border because there are terrorists who are trying to invade the country. It couldn't be farther from the truth.
No matter what she's saying now, you have to remember that as border czar, and that's what she was, the mainstream media called her that, she oversaw the dismantling of the wall. 20,000 panels. Would have been 100 miles of wall. It was all paid for. The contracts were set and paid too. And what did Biden and Kamala do? They sold them off for pennies on the dollar to keep them from being installed. And then they paid the contractors $130,000 a day in penalties to not erect it. $50 million total over a year to make sure it was not erected. But man, she loves her some wall now. It's insane because it's got to be the most outrageous flip-flop of all time. But it's just one of the policies she's stolen from Donald Trump. And here's the important part that we all need to realize from this. So many of you email me and text me. We're losing the country. We're a minority. No one thinks like us anymore. I don't understand the way people think. That's what they want you to think. But the majority is us. We are the majority. It's the biggest hoax of all that they've run on us. Look what she's doing. They've reached the point that their record is so bad that what they believe and what they want to do next is so bad, she can't even give interviews or answer basic questions about it. And what positions she does adopt are largely Trump's. She wants to fool people into thinking she's Trump. Loves fracking. No taxes on tips. Would be tough on the border. Even chose Trump's border wall, which again, she dismantled in her commercials. You know what that tells us? They could read a poll. And the vast majority of Americans are us. We're just repressed, censored, held back. It shows we're not losing at all in the court of opinion, just in the court of determination to articulate simple, basic truths that would get us elected. And if we won't do it, by gosh, the Democrats will, using our talking points, our belief systems, to try to fool the American people into thinking they are us, at least long enough to leave that border open, flood the country, do amnesty, and seize total power. Which brings us to insane thing number five, the interview. 40 dang days after she took office. Folks, this is all the same theme. Our side's getting this right. They're missing the big part of this. This isn't just a Kamala's too dumb to do the interview alone thing, although that's part of it. She's not particularly bright for the class of people who normally seeks this position. But to be fair to her, like, nobody could actually justify the amount of flip-flopping she's done. Not even the world's best debater could explain this level of flip-flopping on virtually every single issue. You simply can't do it. And it's become such a problem for them. Normally you use your vice president as your surrogate, you show him off. As soon as you pick him, you send him out to do a lot of interviews. Tim Walz hasn't done an interview either. Why? Because he couldn't possibly explain this either. This is a Democrat Party problem. Again, they've reached the point in their agenda that socialists always get to as they head toward the authoritarian phase where they need to begin to do censorship. Otherwise, people will point out how bad their policies are, and eventually they have to get rid of free speech entirely to reach the final conclusions, the final destinations of their agenda. The Democrats are on the cusp of that now. That's why they're struggling with what they believe. They can't tell you. And you've already seen a lot of it. I've explained how they deliberately caused inflation, how the number two in charge at the time, that Kamala Harris, broke the tie with her vote on the American Rescue Plan and printed $2 trillion, spinning us into 9% inflation. How the Democrats meant to induce inflation, how they knew the bill would cause inflation. They did it anyway. Why? Well, to get to the price controls and ultimately their ultimate goal, the control over food and energy delivery systems that they seek. All communist regimes and authoritarian regimes always ultimately control through control of food and energy. Look at Venezuela. They do it there. Well, in order to get to price controls and seizing the delivery systems, you've got to induce economic pain through inflation. They did it on purpose. Folks, they can't answer questions about what they've already done. They can't speak of it honestly. So this is not just a Walz-Harris problem. I don't know that anybody else at this point could really give interviews much, given where they are in their horrific agenda. So how bad is it? From Liberal Politico, listen to this. What about Tim? One of the issues that Harris World is currently working to address is how to deploy running mate Tim Walz in the media. The danger is sending him out to do big solo interviews and that he might not have a full command of where Harris is on every issue. As someone pointed out to us last night, Harris talks about the opportunity economy. But if Walz were asked to define it, would he know how? Folks, this is not a briefing Walz problem. Okay, you could sit down and brief him for this. The problem is, nobody, not Tim Walz, not Barack Obama, not Kamala Harris, can possibly explain what they've done and what they want to do next. They simply have to hide long enough to get elected. But can you imagine, folks, if the Donald Trump campaign refused to talk to the media for 40 days, they would freak. Donald Trump actually came off the campaign trail a few weeks ago for a total of 4 days, sent J.D. Vance out instead. The media freaked out, began criticizing him for hiding and demanding he did a press conference. The whole time, Kamala's not giving interviews. Well, can you imagine Donald Trump going to CNN and saying that he won't appear without J.D. Vance to take half the questions, to carry half the load of talking, and that he won't do an interview unless it's pre-recorded so they can cut it, polish it, and avoid any snafus? Oh my gosh, they would laugh for a week. They would mock President Trump for months, but they're happy to accommodate Kamala because they're all frauds and they all know the deal. They're at the part, again, the agenda where the American people can't be told what's next. And if anybody figures it out, well, they'll have to be censored. Want to pause here just a minute to tell a funny PhD weight loss story that I'd actually forgotten. My closet had gotten so full of clothes. I had clothes in every size because I'm always different weights because my weight's always fluctuating. I'm always gaining and losing. I'd actually pulled out all the size fours and size sixes out of my closet to donate to Goodwill. They were in a pile in the corner and I'd always meant to take it when I started the PhD weight loss program. At the end of the PhD weight loss program, I was wearing those sizes fours and sizes sixes, and I was taking my 16s, my 14s, and yes, even my 12s to Goodwill. They're gone now. That's a radical difference that it makes, both in your body. I've now been able to maintain my size six body for 18 months now after the 29 pounds I lost, but in your mentality. I was going to give those clothes away. It was unimaginable to me that one, I could ever reach that size again, but two, that I could maintain it. Well, I know I can maintain it. That's all that's in my closet now is size sixes and size fours. And that's the power, not just of the weight loss program, but of the maintenance phase of that program, keeping the weight off permanently. To find out more about PhD, go to myphdweightloss.com. The part I love is I didn't have to do it with shots or prescriptions, and now I'm not dependent on them in the maintenance phase. Maintenance is life. It really is. It's the rest of your life. Find out more. Go to myphdweightloss.com. You can do it from any state in the nation. Myphdweightloss.com. Tell them Tara sent you. Insane thing number four. This week, censorship. Spinning out of control. Start of the week with RFK saying that his lawsuit against Biden, which had entitled him to discovery, led to him realizing that within 37 hours after Joe Biden was sworn in, swore to uphold the Constitution, that would include the Bill of Rights, a backdoor censorship operation was done across social media to censor him by no less than the Department of Homeland Security and the CIA. He called himself a political dissident and left the Democrat Party over it. Folks, can you imagine his uncle JFK or his father seeing this era of history in America? What was so profound about that Kennedy speech is that he essentially begged Americans to stop the Democrat Party before they turned the U.S. into a totalitarian regime. And it was truly historical, given who he is. He's not just some Democrat leaving the party like Tulsi Gabbard. That's a big deal. No, he is a Kennedy from the Camelot legacy. JFK, I mean, the Kennedy family, the Democrats' most beloved. I mean, really, the presidency they were the proudest of rejects them, drop kicks him this week. That was followed by the shocking arrest of Pavel Durov, almost as if to prove Kennedy's point. There's something here I want you to understand about this. I've covered it a lot on the Battleground podcast, but if you're new, you might not have caught it in the past, that the censorship regime that's developing here is not just the White House or the FBI or even the CIA. It is a worldwide censorship regime. So when the FBI, this is in yesterday's podcast, came to Pavel Durov's door of his rental house here in America, where he was staying, working on the American version of Telegram, after his chief engineer had rejected the FBI's demand that he secretly create a backdoor for them to censor and cancel people who fall afoul of the regime. The engineer ultimately told Pavel Durov, it was his chief guy here in America, and that didn't work. So they came to Pavel Durov's house, the FBI did, one Saturday morning, unannounced, smack in the middle of breakfast, knock and talk as if they had a right to be there, demanding he create them a backdoor. He allowed them to censor people saying things the regime did not like. He said no. Understand, when you turn down the FBI here in America, when they make you an offer you can't refuse, because it's a worldwide censorship regime, you might pay the price somewhere else. When Pavel Durov was telling Tucker Carlson about this FBI encounter a few months ago, Carlson said a backdoor for the FBI, and Pavel Durov said no, a backdoor for all of the world's intelligence agencies so anyone can get through. That's what the FBI wanted. So he told them no. That's why he was arrested in France. For, among other things, failure to moderate content. So they accused him of drug dealing because there'd been that on the site, and kiddie porn because there'd been that on the site. Look, folks, from Instagram to Facebook to Twitter, all of them have drug dealing kiddie porn. They try to stay ahead of it with algorithms, or so they say they do, but it's all there. He's just the only one that's being arrested. Why? Because it's perfectly fine if you're willing to censor for the liberal elites. Like Mark Zuckerberg, who wrote a shocking letter this week that most of the media missed the point of. Our media did the worst job, the right-wing media, of covering it. It's like nobody read past the first paragraph, the part where Zuckerberg admitted, and not for the first time, that the White House had pressured him during COVID to censor certain COVID-related things. I'm here to tell you, the American people don't care about that. They'll look at Joe Biden and say, well, you know, it was a pandemic and he was trying to save me, right? He didn't have all the information either. Well, the actual bombshell in the letter, the one that makes this an insane thing this week, was midway through, where Zuckerberg says the FBI came to him and warned him that he would need to censor the laptop story because it would be Russian disinformation, and that he later learned that was a lie. Because the FBI had lied, he explained, he had had to actually change the policies at Facebook. He hadn't anticipated before that they would lie in order to get him to censor the existence of the laptop. And that was shocking when you consider, number one, it actually was Hunter Biden's. Number two, it actually wasn't Russian disinformation. But number three, it contained extensive evidence of the crimes of the Biden family. Direct information and conversation back and forth over email with Chinese about money laundering, about transfers of money for no work that Hunter ultimately never paid taxes on. It was like an encyclopedia of their crime. That's why the FBI had to cover it up, in order to protect Hunter Biden, Jim Biden, and Joe Biden from the consequences of their crimes, but also to help Joe get elected, despite making money in partnership with America's worst enemies. It's so jaw-dropping. It's incredible. And I bet Zuckerberg's laid awake at night thinking about it. I don't know if he feels bad about it, but he probably feels bad that he looks like such a chump, that he fell for it, especially when Elon Musk, who's pretty much now everybody's hero, sort of like superhero champion of the universe for free speech, and Mark Zuckerberg's now become persona non grata. Nobody trusts him. He probably can't stand it because everyone loves Elon. But there might have been something else going on here, too. This letter read like a cry for help. Used words like censor twice. Used the word pressured. They pressured me. They censored me. They lied to me. And he ends the letter by declaring that he's not going to donate money anymore. Well, the only people he was giving money to were the Democrats. That was the punishment. This was actually a pretty bold move by Zuckerberg. I mean, it's a big enough move. They could decide he needs to be in the cell next to Pavel Durov and next to Elon Musk, who right now is under criminal investigation by the Department of Justice over basically nothing, along the same vein as Trump. Was this a cry for help? Is he still being intimidated by the FBI? Here's the weird thing. It looks like it. Now, think about this. He did an interview back in July, right after Donald Trump was almost killed. And he called the near assassination of Donald Trump the most badass thing he'd ever seen. I believe him. I think he was genuinely impressed by Trump pumping his fist in the air.
On a personal note, it's, you know, I mean, seeing Donald Trump get up after getting shot in the face and pump his fist in the air with the American flag is one of the most badass things I've ever seen in my life.
So obviously, obviously Zuckerberg knew that picture was real. Yet, bizarrely, in the week after he said it, people who posted it got warnings that their account's reach would be limited in punishment if they didn't take it down because it wasn't real. It was almost as if two different people are running Facebook, or as if there's still a backdoor that he doesn't dare shut, or he's still being intimidated in some way. And it was the FBI, or one of our crooked intelligence agencies, sending out that message, a message that directly contradicted Zuckerberg. It's bizarre. And I think it was a cry for help. I think he's asked, because he sent the letter to Jim Jordan, Congressman, Republican. I think he's basically begging Jim to have him in, put him under oath and ask him more about this. So he won't have a choice but to tell it.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a two-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
It's as if he's trying to escape their grasp. Not because he's a good guy, just because he wants out. But there won't be any escape if Donald Trump doesn't win this thing. And you want to know what the biggest sign is? Well, Kamala Harris pretends to be normal, pretends to be one of us. You only need to know this one fact to know what's coming and how bad it will be with the censorship crackdown if they win, if they think we can't beat them at the ballot box for president anymore, which is what they'll conclude. Here's what you need to know. The person in the White House who actually applied the pressure to Facebook that Zuckerberg is talking about was a guy by the name of Mark Flaherty. And he was petty. He didn't like that Tucker Carlson was making effective arguments against the shot. He wanted him censored. He didn't like that Tomi Lahren was saying she wasn't going to take the shot. Nothing inaccurate about that. Yet they censored her, too, at his request. Well, where's Rob Flaherty now? He's Kamala Harris's deputy director of her campaign. He was rewarded See the problem here? She's going to go full SS, full Politburo crackdown on free speech. That's what that shows. Insane thing number three, Jack Smith doing two shocking things this week. Number one, reindicting Donald Trump. This is a brand new grand jury, but it's the same case. So the Supreme Court threw out, because Trump has presidential immunity, the first Jack Smith indictment in the January 6th case. So he's had to go back and redo it in order to keep the case alive, this time kind of trying to conform to the Supreme Court's ruling about presidential immunity, which he didn't take into consideration before, so it's null and void. Okay, Jack Smith also did a second thing that for some reason didn't get as much attention. The classified documents case was thrown out by a judge because Jack Smith doesn't have the ability to bring it. He was never appointed by the Congress, and it's unconstitutional for him to try Trump for anything. It's bizarre he's still on the case, but whatever the case, he's appealing that too to a more liberal court to see if he can get the classified documents case reinstated. Why do this? That's what all of the pundits were saying. This doesn't make a lot of sense. Well, the actual reason to do this is because the deadline to refile the January 6th case was just about up. So they were trying to meet the deadline to keep the case alive. But the thing that's puzzled the pundits on the right and the left is that, number one, this is not going to be decided before the election. Trump won't be convicted before the election. He won't be convicted before the inauguration. Why do this? Because even if you keep it moving forward, the first thing Trump's going to do when he takes office, these are federal cases. So he could pardon himself. Why do this? Well, number one, they want the headlines. They want a reminder Trump's a felon and she's a prosecutor. They want to create even subtly that contrast. So they're going to do that to give him another bad headline. This is lawfare. Has nothing to do with what's actually illegal or any crimes anyone actually committed. So there's that. But why keep these cases going? It's important to them to do it, to get under the deadline. Because if Trump loses, they intend to make an example of him to any other Republican who would dare think about running. They're going to bury him under the jail with hundreds of years in prison. And what it shows is this. You could be the most ethical person on earth. You could be an attorney yourself, like Ron DeSantis. And it doesn't matter. You're going to prison if you run against us. Look at how they're doing this. They're taking statutes in every one of these cases, both the state ones and the federal ones, and they're using them against Trump in a way for which there is no precedent. They've never been used this way before. What does that mean? You cannot, no matter how hard you try, avoid breaking the law. They will twist a law and find a way to apply it to you. They will drag you into liberal courts before liberal judges who are profoundly compromised, as is Judge Juan Merchan, by the $7 million his daughter was paid by the Kamala Harris campaign. She's only 30. I cannot believe that happened. And they're going to find a way. What this is to tell the Ron DeSantis's, the Class A, Tier A candidates, don't run. You know what? You'd be better off as a senator or maybe running the RNC, because we're going to put you in prison. Make an example of him. That's what this is about. And think about Trump's fate here. We've seen the Secret Service may or may not be setting him up for assassination. Who will be the caretaker of Donald Trump, whether he's in Rikers or he's allowed to do some kind of home, you know, jail sentence, prison sentence? Secret Service. The Secret Service. Folks, he's not going to survive that for many years. He's not. Can you imagine being the ward of the Secret Service? I mean, it is a totally captured agency. It's terrifying. It's Trump's fate, but it'll be the fate of anybody who dares walk the same path of challenging the lunatic left. That's why they're keeping these cases alive. It's important to them to demonstrate decades and decades in prison can be applied to somebody. And even if Trump wins on the appeal of these ridiculous cases, he'll probably have to cool his heels at a minimum for years in prison as those appeals run their course. Keep in mind, these are liberal judges who will be doing the sentencing. Bottom line, Trump has to win the presidency or he goes to prison. And the expectation is set for the future that everybody else who runs against them does too. Insane thing number two,
And while the left is doing everything it can to throw Trump behind bars, they're also trying to dismantle the Supreme Court. The big concern for them is that the court is truly independent, as it should be, and that kills them. Senator Sheldon Whitehouse has a bill that will totally revamp the court, enacting term limits. And he told Dispatch Politics that he expects that Kamala will back it. Now, here's why you should care. If the bill were enacted tomorrow, the winner of the presidential election would effectively be able to replace Justice Clarence Thomas in 2025 and Chief Justice John Roberts in 2027.
While Kamala's running on joy and vibe and pretending to be Donald Trump, pretending to be modern, pretending to hell to be normal and not weird, Chuck Schumer gave up the game this week about what they actually have planned, and it's pretty damn terrifying. Headline, New York Post, Chuck Schumer potentially eliminating the filibuster is the key to a radical agenda. Schumer is vowing, I'm going to eliminate the filibuster. What that means is you basically got to get 2/3 of the votes, but 60, roughly, to pass something in the Senate. And we've had some form of the filibuster in the Senate to prevent radical legislation from going through since the founding. There's been some form of it. And because they want to move to the next part of their agenda, the radical part, Schumer is vowing, look, if we sweep, if she wins, we get to House and the Senate, they've already got the Senate. We're putting the filibuster in place so that we can start by remaking the court. But what does that mean? Any crazy radical thing that comes into their heads, they can do with 50 plus one votes. Want to ban, I don't know, ARs? They can do it. Want to ban rifles? Yep, no problem. Want to remake the court? Sure, no problem. What about the Green New Deal? Yeah, we'll pass that. How about if we just, you know, outright ban gas-powered cars? Sure, no problem. How about a federal takeover of voting from the states where it's run out of the crooked Department of Homeland Security? Yep, that's on their list too. Can you imagine the crooked Department of Homeland Security being the one to count the votes? Now, you may be saying, if you know a few things about the Constitution, which they can't do that. The Constitution specifically says the states are supposed to run elections. Oh, yes, they can. They get rid of the filibuster and they turn the Supreme Court into what is essentially a legislature. They do whatever the hell they want. It doesn't matter what the Constitution says. They'll make something up. This is Chuck Schumer telling us, folks, we are going to pivot hard left and go practically dictatorial if we win. And she may be giggling and vibing and pretending to be the president of joy, but that's the real agenda. And Chuck Schumer made sure to let Democrat voters know that. That's why he said it this week. She can't say it. So he's telling them, go to the polls. This is it. If you can get us even narrow majorities in the House and the Senate, we could do this. We'll get rid of the filibuster. We'll remake the court. And then the Bill of Rights dies. It's done. But that's the actual agenda. And that's what's so insane. The articulation of that agenda with a wink, wink, nod, nod at the Democrat voting base is coming from Chuck Schumer, who they know the low info voters they're courting right now with the vibing and the giggling and all of that and the avoiding of interviews. They know they won't pay attention to what Chuck's saying. They're not politically sophisticated enough to, but hardcore Democrat voters will see and nod and go, yeah, I get it. I get it. I'll vote for her. And finally, insane thing number one didn't get a lot of attention, but it shows in shocking detail how badly and how quickly Biden and Kamala Harris have managed to erode the American lifestyle through the deliberate printing of money in order to deliberately cause inflation. If you need proof that the Democrats can finish off America economically if they get just one more term, this stat is it. And it's truly shocking. It's a quote, and it comes to us from Lisa Sturtevant. She's the MLS chief economist. That's multiple listing service. You know what you list your house on across the nation when you want to sell it, right? She's their chief economist. Listen to this. The upward pressure on home prices is making this the most unaffordable housing market in American history. Let that sink in the history of the country. First time in moderate Income home buyers in particular increasingly are being left out of the housing market. Yeah, buying a home's not for you. The average home price, median home price is $307 when Kamala and Joe took office. Today, it's $460. That's, folks, that's not even 4 years. And what is doing that? Well, it's a combination of inflation and the interest rates needed to tamp it down after the printing. It's kind of a sister stat to this shocking stat from last week's insane things that I'm still marveling over. Mortgage cost increase since January 21. That's when Joe and Kamala took office. January 21. This is just the increase, not the mortgage cost. The increase is $970 a month. That's an 85% increase since Biden took office. And what is it? Well, it's inflation going to work on the price of houses because your dollar is worth less because of all the money printing. But then it's also the interest rates needed to tamp that down to keep inflation from spinning out of control. And while Kamala is promising to bring down prices, if you look at her agenda, everything in it, including $25,000 down payment, government will just pay your down payment up to $25,000. Are you kidding me? By the way, they're going to do that for 4 million people. Everything she's promised, that's just one thing. Everything she's promising is astronomically expensive. There's no new tax revenue coming in. And we know historically when you raise taxes, less revenue comes in to the Treasury because it kneecaps economic activity. So you can't get more money by raising taxes. So what does this mean? Everything she's proposing, it's going to have to be printed. And if it's printed, you think this is bad? Try checking out at the grocery store if she goes on another printing binge. Yeah, you'll be eating beans and rice. And that's if you're lucky and she doesn't price cap it. So there won't even be any beans and rice. It's going to be bad, folks. And stats like this show you the true level of the erosion in the American lifestyle and the absolute economic war conducted against Americans by the Democrats in order to impoverish them so as to gain more power and the upper hand. And folks, she gave up the game. I mean, these authoritarian regimes, they always use inflation as a tool against the people and then say, I need to lower prices, give me more power. And they use that as a means and a tool to seize delivery systems, most specifically delivery of energy and food, which ultimately gives them power. I mean, that's where all the power was derived from in the former Soviet Union. For decades, they had total control of food. And you start with price controls. It's what they did in Venezuela. Ironically, the price controls are what her dad did in Jamaica. He was Stanford's first openly Marxist economic professor. In fact, he was only hired, Kamala Harris's father, because Marxist students had been demonstrating and agitating. One of their demands was that they have a Marxist in the economics department. Well, so they hire him. He's a Marxist economics professor. He became a advisor for his, you know, his government in his native Jamaica. He instituted price controls. He was the one who advised that. And it spiraled out of control. Black markets, shortages, no food on the shelves. I mean, it was a disaster. And she had to know how it ended. I mean, you can Google it, and yet she wants to try it here. Yeah. So look, just another part of her agenda stolen from somebody named Donald. Her dad's name's Donald, too. But it gives you an idea of where they're really going and why we have to defeat them in November. Now, you may be saying, if you know a few things about the Constitution, which they can't do that. The Constitution specifically says the states are supposed to run elections. Oh, yes, they can. They get rid of the filibuster and they turn the Supreme Court into what is essentially a legislature. They do whatever the hell they want. It doesn't matter what the Constitution says. They'll make something up. This is Chuck Schumer telling us, folks, we are going to pivot hard left and go practically dictatorial if we win. And she may be giggling and vibing and pretending to be the president of joy, but that's the real agenda. And Chuck Schumer made sure to let Democrat voters know that. That's why he said it this week. She can't say it. So he's telling them, go to the polls. This is it. If you can get us even narrow majorities in the House and the Senate, we could do this. We'll get rid of the filibuster. We'll remake the court. And then the Bill of Rights dies. It's done. But that's the actual agenda, and that's what's so insane. The articulation of that agenda with a wink, wink, nod, nod at the Democrat voting base is coming from Chuck Schumer, who they know, the low-info voters they're courting right now with the vibing and the giggling and all of that and the avoiding of interviews. They know they won't pay attention to what Chuck's saying. They're not politically sophisticated enough to, but hardcore Democrat voters will see and nod and go, yeah, I get it. I get it. I'll vote for her. And finally, insane thing number one didn't get a lot of attention, but it shows in shocking detail how badly and how quickly Biden and Kamala Harris have managed to erode the American lifestyle through the deliberate printing of money in order to deliberately cause inflation. If you need proof that the Democrats can finish off America economically if they get just one more term, this stat is it. And it's truly shocking. It's a quote, and it comes to us from Lisa Sturdivant. She's the MLS chief economist. That's multiple listing service. You know what you list your house on across the nation when you want to sell it, right? She's their chief economist. Listen to this. The upward pressure on home prices is making this the most unaffordable housing market in American history. Let that sink in. In the history of the country. First time in moderate income home buyers in particular increasingly are being left out of the housing market. Yeah, buying a home's not for you. The average home price, median home price is $307 when Kamala and Joe took office. Today, it's $460. That's, folks, this is not even 4 years. And what is doing that? Well, it's a combination of inflation and the interest rates needed to tamp it down after the printing. It's kind of a sister stat to this shocking stat from last week's insane things that I'm still marveling over. Mortgage cost increase since January 21. That's when Joe and Kamala took office, January 21. This is just the increase, not the mortgage cost. The increase is $970 a month. That's an 85% increase since Biden took office. And what is it? Well, it's inflation going to work on the price of houses because your dollar is worth less because of all the money printing. But then it's also the interest rates needed to tamp that down to keep inflation from spinning out of control. And while Kamala is promising to bring down prices, if you look at her agenda, everything in it, including $25,000 down payment. Government will just pay your down payment up to $25,000. Are you kidding me? By the way, they're going to do that for 4 million people. Everything she's promised, that's just one thing. Everything she's promising is astronomically expensive. There's no new tax revenue coming in. And we know historically when you raise taxes, less revenue comes in to the Treasury because it kneecaps economic activity. So you can't get more money by raising taxes. So what does this mean? Everything she's proposing, it's going to have to be printed. And if it's printed, you think this is bad. Try checking out at the grocery store if she goes on another printing binge. Yeah, you'll be eating beans and rice. And that's if you're lucky and she doesn't price cap it. So there won't even be any beans and rice. It's going to be bad, folks. And stats like this show you the true level of the erosion in the American lifestyle and the absolute economic war conducted against Americans by the Democrats in order to impoverish them so as to gain more power and the upper hand. And folks, she gave up the game. I mean, these authoritarian regimes, they always use inflation as a tool against the people and then say, I need to lower prices, give me more power. And they use that as a means and a tool to seize delivery systems, most specifically delivery of energy and food, which ultimately gives them power. I mean, that's where all the power was derived from in the former Soviet Union. For decades, they had total control of food. And you start with price controls. It's what they did in Venezuela. Ironically, the price controls are what her dad did in Jamaica. He was Stanford's first openly Marxist economic professor. In fact, he was only hired, Kamala Harris's father, because Marxist students had been demonstrating and agitating. One of their demands was that they have a Marxist in the economics department. Well, so they hire him. He's a Marxist economics professor. He became a advisor for his, you know, his government in his native Jamaica. He instituted price controls. He was the one who advised that. And it spiraled out of control. Black markets, shortages, no food on the shelves. I mean, it was a disaster. And she had to know how it ended. I mean, you can Google it, and yet she wants to try it here. Yeah. So look, just another part of her agenda stolen from somebody named Donald. Her dad's name's Donald, too. But it gives you an idea of where they're really going and why we have to defeat them in November.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.